This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Human effect is always going to be incredibly important in the workplace and in the corporate workspace.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Team Builders Podcast, a podcast where we delve into the art and science of team building. And it's the science part that I'm keen to talk about today with my two wonderful colleagues, my co-directors who are with me, Jerry and Stephen. How are we today, boys?
Yes, Jonathan, feeling good. I'm trying something new. I've gone for... No, because it's not protein. I've gone for... intermittent fasting, Jonathan.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Right, okay.
I have to report back in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
But so far, I'm starving. Yeah. That's it for me.
Good start. Stephen, how are you, my friend?
Feeling good, looking good. In fact, I'm Gucci-licious.
Okay. Today, I am keen to talk about a big buzz which is going around in the world of work at the moment, the influx and introduction of AI. So, in a world increasingly driven by artificial intelligence, we are keen today to talk about the need for team building and its continued importance as AI continues to reshape the world of work. You know, for me, I think the key thing I wanted to touch on was how the human influence and the human effect is always going to be incredibly important in the workplace and in the corporate workspace and team building and how that continues to affect that. I know there's lots of thoughts around how AI is going to take over the world, but really, you know, we all hopefully know at heart that it's people that affect business. And I thought we could touch on some of those things today. So, kicking us off, are there any particular focuses or skills, gents, I don't know if I thought of you first, Jerry, that AI, you know, can't replace or certainly can't replace yet?
Well, you know, I was getting a haircut the other day and the barber was worried about AI taking over barbershops. Now, I know this is not the barber podcast, but when it came down to the discussion we had, I feel overwhelmed for me in a conversation with that specific person was, you know, the emotional intelligence and conversation that you can't have. You know, essentially it's a robot who it has what is programmed in and that's what comes out. So I think I can't see that being replaced in the human emotion and empathy of it. And I know myself, sometimes emotion intelligence comes tough for me. But imagine if you're just an AI robot, it depends who programs it. So I think that's certainly a tick in the human box. And then to double down on that, we were discussing, you know, styles and creativity of it. And if somebody comes in and says, you know, we want this, we want that, you need to be able to compute it, but also come up with something brand new that hasn't been thought of.
Sure.
And I think that, in my mind, would be very difficult for AI to be responsible for creating something new and innovative. I guess there's debate on the other side in that you don't know what's new until you try something, but I think that's what makes me proud enough to think there's plenty of human life left in us.
Yeah. Stephen, any further thoughts on that at all?
Yeah, just as you alluded to, Jonathan, revolutions and evolutions are driven by people, and it will be market driven. And if there's a demand for it, and if it sees the growth and development of different business sectors, then I guess it will grow and grow and grow. But again, I think that with AI, there's a lot of scaremongering going on and people worried about their jobs. And again, I think it's, as we've spoken many times before, it's about people and companies reinvesting into themselves to keep ahead of the curve so that they can certainly utilise technology and innovations rather than being a victim of them.
Oh, here's one for you, Jonathan. The interpersonal skills. So being able to relate to somebody and get a rapport with something. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to do that with an AI. You know, you're not going to get that sense of trust. You're just going to get what you think is a computerized rapport in a way.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's going to be a, you know, another stumbling block in the workplace, especially. I guess it depends where you work in the workplace, but there's plenty of places where you need that type of rapport in order to get the best out of the team.
Yeah, I think what we're talking about there is, you know, there's obviously an opportunity or undoubted ability for AI to produce results, but whether it produces and can, you know, hold relationships. And obviously we talk about that, don't we? And, you know, particularly with a lot of the clients that we work with, people talk about the water cooler movements or whatever it is. You know, it really is, you know, human nature is based on relationships and how you work with your colleagues and how you interact with each other. And I think some of those key things, you know, no matter what results a computer program can produce, they're never going to bring that to the table. And that's what you know, drives everybody, I think.
Yeah, because they can't feel it. Sometimes we do events and you can feel the room and what the vibe's like. I mean, that's not going to be able to imagine saying that to an AI. What's the vibe? If you're like, you know, searching the word vibe and come back with something ambiguous, to, for, you know, to say the least.
people produce creativity and can make sense of statistics and make sense of information. If we plug a lot of garbage into computers, into AI, a lot of garbage is going to come back out again. It's how we harness and utilise that information to make, hopefully, the world a better place. I'd refer to my learned movie fans of Back to the Future. So we believe there's going to be almost a utopian future that everyone would just work a minimum amount of hours and have lots of free time to enjoy their fun and family and health and fitness. But I still haven't got a hoverboard yet.
I might need to, but that is
definitely a thing. You know, we always believed that life would become easier for people. The cleverer we became, the less we would need to work and the more we'd enjoy our leisure time. But that hasn't seemed to have played out.
There's a counter argument about AI in that it can hold the most intelligence and be the most useful for us. We just don't know what it's going to offer in that moment. And I'm not sure if that's correct in the moment in teams, but perhaps it could be and should be in science. So, you know, a small argument here that AI is good for a specific purpose in this moment in time, but will it be successful in every context? I doubt it, because we all thought the fax machine was going to be hugely, you know, useful for our entire lives. And lately, I guess I haven't used a fax machine in about five, 7 years.
But even used, 7 years is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm just making myself feel young. But you used to get everything through the fax machine.
Yep.
Everything from, like, offers and cars, this price. Your fax machine used to go all night, and you come in and there's all your offers in the morning. Only a certain age group will remember this, but fax machine was everything. And I think we don't overestimate AI, because it's huge intelligence, plus it's going to grow with intelligence. But we still need the human to decide when it's useful and is it useful.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a great point. And some of those other things that we were talking about earlier, you know, the creativity that goes in, the critical thinking that people deliver, contextual understanding, all of those elements that are enormously important right now, at least for where AI is. I mean, it's exciting to see where it might go in the future. And could it think creatively for itself? Will it be able to develop contextual understanding? I mean, as we look at it now, it doesn't seem likely, but I guess it's possible for sure.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the key thing that we're thinking about today is, as it continues to develop within the workplace, how do we as individuals harness the power that it brings, but also remember that, you know, our teams and our people are the key instruments for our businesses still.
Yeah, and, you know, take it back to the barber, if you don't mind, it's a really story, because it just happened, you know, out of nowhere. My argument to him, because he was worried his job was going to take over. But I'm from a customer point of view, you go get your haircut, not just for the haircut itself, but for the conversation that you get. And also for them listening and inputting back into your conversation. I don't think you get the same experience from an AI. It might be cheaper, but my argument to him was the AI still has to pay rent on that spot. So he's not going to be that much comparatively cheaper. I know we're off the beaten track here, but every business will have its own worries of where AI is going to fit in and take over. But ultimately, if we stay close to the customer, communicate effectively and emotionally, we should be able to save most of that.
I think everybody fears what they don't understand, and that's only natural in the fact that when there was an evolution or a revolution with computers, everybody feared they were going to lose their jobs, but it's actually given huge opportunities to those businesses and individuals who have harnessed that technology, certainly creating with us our business opportunities, not just in the UK, but around the world for those companies that are global, that can contact each other within milliseconds and share information to make decisions for the growth and development of their own business. But everybody feared that 10, 15 years ago, even pre-fax, people were fearing when computers were brought on board. I guess it was the same when Bill Gates had a vision that everyone in the world was going to have a laptop or a computer in their home, when most people, probably most of the world, believed there's only ever going to be five big computers in each of the continents. But he had a different vision. And again, market-driven, that was a vision no one else saw. He saw it, and opportunity.
One of those things that I'm recognising in, you know, talking to customers about their team-building events, and I guess, you know, not necessarily that we are incorporating AI into the experiences, but how we can continue those conversations. And I think the big thing is, you know, that team building is as important, if not more important than ever, in that environment, in that, you know, AI is certainly impacting job roles, but, you know, it's not replacing them. It's about how we can transform the workplace and use it to our advantage. So, you know, it continues to emphasize the need for adaptable soft skills that team building sessions focus on, you know, and I think those things that you boys have already mentioned, the critical thinking, the communication and the creativity elements, you know, they all really are still key focuses for people that we're continuing to work with today. You know, we did a recent episode on continuous learning and creating a learning culture, and I think it's really crucial that team building continues to talk about the adaptability of people in the workplace to embrace the influx of AI, as opposed to necessarily worrying or being frightened of it, as you, Jens, have been speaking.
I think AI will be able to reduce the amount of time and effort some people put into, or some companies put into, routine jobs, but it's never going to replace the arts and crafts. It's never going to be able to replicate Mozart, or it's never going to be able to paint a Van Gogh. So therefore, those creative parts of our society are always going to be at the fore. And I don't believe anywhere down the line that AI is going to replicate those things. And so though, for those businesses that, you know, have an element of marketability to customers, make them feel good, make them aspire to things, and the creative element within our spirit and within our souls, I don't think AI is ever going to replace that. And with all things technological, including AI, I don't believe that just because you can do something means you should do it. I think businesses have a responsibility for not just themselves and their own profitability, but for society in general, if they want to fit into society and the development of people, not just in this country, but around the world as well.
And you know, it's a great point about the art. And who's going? Nobody's going to buy a piece of art from an AI. It's got no emotional feeling about it. It's just a printer. Because if you were offered a Monet created by an AI, it was just a photocopy.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And back
to the fact.
And it was signed by AI691. You'd probably just pass over it because there's no, you can't imagine that there's an emotional human attachment to that photo. It just generated what it thought would sell.
So listen, gents, you know, really enjoyed the conversation today, and I guess to bring it to some sort of conclusion, you know, we're all in agreement that the influx of AI in the workplace is certainly impacting it for the positive in lots of areas, and of course, you know, some people think it for negative reasons, but for us and for our perspective, we really believe that that key human interaction is always going to be prevalent and the most important thing in business and in the workplace, and really the key is to continue to hold on to that, develop that, drive that. And just because the AI is there doesn't mean that we can't continue to focus on our people and our teams within the workplace.
Yes.
Folks, thanks so much again for joining us on this episode of the Team Builders Podcast. We look forward to catching you all next time. From my two colleagues, Stephen and Jerry, thanks very much. We'll see you soon. Goodbye.
See you later. Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.